Federal leaders like you know that modernizing IT requires updated technology and a culture shift. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
The Army says the military bases soldiers live and train on today will look very different 20 years from now. That includes services the Army offers to troops and their families and the technologies they use to access amenities. Officials say they want to adopt smart city technologies already in use by municipal governments, and they plan to spend the next year evaluating which ones show the most promise for military purposes. Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu has more.
For at least 2 years, the Army's been working on a concept it calls Installations of the Future. It was initially born out of the realization that ongoing pressure on the military's installations budgets mean its service delivery models may not be sustainable in future years. But now the Army's getting down to the point where it's actively looking at the specific technologies it wants to employ to make its bases more efficient, to deliver services in new ways, and in some cases, stop providing certain services altogether. Lieutenant General Gwen Bingham is the Army's Assistant Chief of Staff for Installation Management. She says officials are beginning by asking soldiers what sorts of services they actually want and how they want them delivered.
So we are very excited. We've teamed up with TRADOC to go to all of the centers of excellence to be able to have town halls and actually talk with our millennials and post-millennials who will use this to really get after what it is they see for our installations of the future. For sure, the days of paper phone books and wired phones and desktop computers are actually coming to, they're fading. So today's customers, they want to be able to have service at their phone tips, so to speak, an app for everything. And so we know that we're going to really have to dig in and get after all of that. And each of you in this room can be a partner with us, and we're excited about it.
Bingham speaking at a 2-day Installations of the Future conference hosted by Army Training and Doctrine Command. The Army is planning an industry day for November. At that point, it will begin to outline the types of smart city technologies it's interested in pursuing. Then, over the next 12 to 18 months, it plans to pursue a series of pilot programs employing those technologies at bases around the country. And Bingham says in some cases, those technologies might not be employed on the base at all. They could lead to outsourcing at least some services to private sector providers outside the gates.
What services could be provided off post rather than on the installation? Right now, for example, our child care referrals, they are all currently done online. So the question could be, can we expand that to our housing referral, social interest groups, grocery delivery, and other opportunities outside of our communities? Think about it. Our going-in belief, again, is that there is an app for everything, and our junior soldiers expect that or some form of our interactive kiosk in community spaces. So we want to partner with academia, with industry, to use those best practices that you have come about and divest of those missions that are not core to our Army missions.
But the Army definitely also plans to pursue technologies that will change the way it operates its own services. Richard Kidd, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Army for Strategic Integration, says that mostly means adopting approaches that are already emerging in the municipal government space.
Smart city technologies, the Internet of Things, are changing the way our cities interact with their citizens and the public. With this tremendous ability to design and operate communities that are more responsive to the needs of the citizens, more energy resilient, better preservation of the environment, integrated infrastructure that can withstand and recover from shocks in adversity, the ability to deliver immediately information and to web-enabled public goods and services. This is what our citizens are coming to expect, what cities are doing right now. So we have a strategic issue here in the Army, is that the people that we want to recruit in the future are growing up in smart cities today. And if they're growing up in a smart city today, they don't really want to move on to a dumb installation. So we have to both prepare our installations to be in the fight, to withstand the threats, and to deliver the public goods and services in an efficient, cost-effective manner that the American people want.
But as a starting point, Kidd says the Army knows it needs to start changing the way it gathers and integrates information from its existing base infrastructure. That includes adding sensors to its systems, then ensuring the data those sensors produce feed into a common data lake that can be analyzed by artificial intelligence and help with decision making.
That's what we believe is sort of going to be the technological backbone. And the applications that hang off of that backbone could be varied. So lots of cities like Atlanta and elsewhere are doing smart city technology for traffic management and parking. We really don't have a big problem with finding a parking space on a military installation. But we do have problems such as detecting drone overflight or securing the perimeter or in terms of waste disposal or energy or smart lighting or Wi-Fi. So there are the similar applications and some different applications that will hang off of this data backbone that we think is so important. And if we were to sort of summarize all of this, we've got the connected soldier as part of that sensor setup. We all have a sensor platform. We carry it in our pocket. Some of us have two or three. So the soldier is a sensor. The soldier data enabled, what they eat, how they exercise, tailored mental and physical conditioning for those soldiers. And you look at the unit, you look at the sleep profiles of the soldier, the sleep profile of the unit. Are the units able to do their job? And that's connected to an installation, which is connected to the enterprise. So if we look to the future, we see this sort of connection from the individual soldier through their unit organization and installation up to the enterprise.
But a vision of sensor integration at that level is most likely decades away. In the meantime, the Army is taking other steps to make itself more efficient using the outdated infrastructure it already has, including by changing the way it contracts for on-base services provided by the private sector. Again, Lieutenant General Gwen Bingham.
As a part of our DoD reform initiative engineered by our Air Force teammates, we are adopting the concept of category management within our facilities and our infrastructure. And so the notion is this: if you could have a number of contracts for the various entities on an installation, so read that 17, 18 different entities or elements or on a base, if they each have a contract, say it's for waste pickup, if you could aggregate that not only for the 17 separate ones, but if you could aggregate that to an installation level, the notion of category management is that we can recoup dollars by having contracts at that level, whereby we would save dollars in reform. And so that's one thing we're looking at. Similarly, if you think about a single installation having contracts, imagine being able to have contracts at the regional level or even at the installation management command level, just a way of capturing or recapturing buying power. Basically, the end goal is to get the best value for every dollar that we spend.
Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.